Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bob Molinaro. Batting second. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball four. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive towards third. Quirk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Naorodny moves to second. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Molinaro is hit by the pitch. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Naorodny moves to third. Molinaro moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Orta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Naorodny scores. Molinaro scores. Bosley moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bosley. The throw from Porter and he is out, Quirk applying the tag. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Orta moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Naorodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Naorodny hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to second. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Molinaro hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell pinch runs for Eric Soderholm. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Naorodny is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Naorodny and he is safe. Washington steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. Lockhock goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Otis reaches second base with a double. Cowens scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Laron Lagro now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molinaro moves to second. Al Raboski now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0 for 3 in the game. Gar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raboski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Naorodny takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Spencer now playing left field. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-3 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spencer. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Molinaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hrabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spencer. Braun reaches second base with a double. Tom Paquette pinch hits for UL Washington. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.